Evening. I did it. Got the mic on. But it's great to be with you guys this evening and to be able to enjoy the fellowship anew with you all. And one of the things that I would like to do, I know that Dennis is going to be coming to share, but I just want to give you some updates on Cornerstone as well, the Cornerstone Seminary, what's going on in the life of the school, let you know how to pray for us. The Lord really does have us at some really new phases of the ministry. And so I thought I would share those with you and afford you the opportunity to labor with us, co-labor with us before the Lord. One of the things that some of you may know is that our president, Steve Fernandez, has been diagnosed with a tumor in the brainstem, in his brainstem. And he's been going chemotherapy. He's been undergoing that for several weeks. He finished the first round and then started the second round just recently. And so he's now in the second round of chemotherapy. He's taking a double dose of the medication, and the doctors are trying to get the tumor to shrink and stay its growth. And so up to this point, we're thankful because the growth has not continued. But there's some swelling in the brain that is taking place, and so he finds himself still struggling with the clarity of speech issues. The left side of the body is still weak, and so we would just ask you to pray for our brother Steve Fernandez, who is pastor of Community Bible Church, but also president of the seminary, and just ask God to give wisdom in the midst of all of this as to the seminary board and just being faithful in continuing the course and serving Christ in the preparation of men for ministry and doing it well, just as we've been doing, okay? And then coupled with that, in the midst of what would seem to be such a trial, God has been very gracious to continue to bring us some really spirit-filled, quality men who desire to be trained and who desire to be become preachers of Christ and who desire to exalt Him in the ministry. And as he's done that, the seminary has begun to grow. And it's been pretty neat because even on campus, the students who've been there for some time, we have some students who are, 6-year students, kind of thing, and they'll come up to me and they'll be like, "Hey, man, is it me or are there just more guys on campus now?" And so I just tell them, "It's just you, man. You need to get off." No, I'm just kidding. No, but I'll let them know, that the seminary's growing, and we have 40 guys now who are in part of the student body. Well, 42 part of the student body, but 40 on campus this year or this quarter, in the winter quarter. And we have about 15 guys. 15 of those guys are full-time students. And we're praying for God to give us 35 full-time students over the next year and a half. Okay, and so he's already begun that. When I got here, we had about 10, we averaged about 10 full-time students on campus. And so God is slowly moving men to that full-time status where they're freeing up their schedules to make that a priority. And at the same time, he continues to bring in new men. This last quarter, last year, we had 10 new guys add at the beginning of the year, up to almost 13 new guys add up at the beginning of the year. This quarter, we've had 3 more new guys add in the middle of the year and going full time. And so we've got 2 guys who want to come in the spring. Like, these guys are just coming, and they're not waiting for the fall. Just get me in, get me started, and let me take the course. And so... and you all are a part of that in your giving and in your praying. And so please continue to pray for the seminary in that regard, that God would bring not any men, but the right men, and that we would have the discernment in accepting those men and then in encouraging them on and shepherding them alongside of their leadership who does that work in their lives as well. And so coupled with that comes also the whole issue of space. What started to happen at the seminary is we started having to use the facilities at Community Bible Church because our classrooms aren't big enough. And we have certain class hours where the classes are 10, 12, 15 guys each. And so then what ends up happening is we have to use Community Bible Church's dock. We call it the dock, and It was an old Safeway building converted to a church, and the loading dock, they made that into a classroom. And so now we use the loading dock, you know. And so Community Bible Church is in process of finishing off a building, which they're going to be doing the next phase here in about another 2 or 3 weeks. They're supposed to start with that. But as they finish that off, the city of Vallejo has also told us we're going to have to do something with that seminary building. So we have the issue of just the fact that the seminary is starting to outgrow its current facility. But then the city is saying, if this building is finished, then parking has to come from somewhere, okay? And Community Bible Church is trying to buy a piece of property to do that as well, to have a parking lot, you know, spaces. But that only is going to stay the process of needing more facilities for maybe another year or year and a half if the Lord keeps adding men the way He has. So these are good times in the midst of some of the trying times. And I just want to encourage you to be praying. We thank you for your faithfulness in the ministry. Another one of those men that has been part of those full-time students that have come in is our brother Dennis that you've met tonight. You all have been instrumental in bringing him and making this possible for him to come and for him to study. And he's one of those men that we've been praying for. And so I do want to just ask him to come forward. And then if you have any questions about the seminary, let me know after service. And then for Dennis as well, we'll be glad to be able to serve you in that regard. Let me get my Bible real quick.
Hi everybody. Good evening. Así es mejor, eh?
That's better, isn't it?
May God bless your life, and I'm very grateful to be here. This opportunity to introduce myself and my family, and I'm going to try to speak in English. And but Donato is here, like a paracleto.
Like the paraclete, the encourager.
Because maybe when I can't speak English, he is going to help me. Maybe the most time is going to happen. We are from Honduras, and we are here with my family, my wife Evelyn Lavaire, and my daughter Evelyn Cobar, and my son Dennis, like me, Dennis Cobar, that is sleeping right now. We are here. 30 days ago, more or less, 1 month and a half, I believe. We are living in Vallejo, renting a house since 2 weeks, 1 week, 2 weeks. And we are, you know, adjusting to the place, to the weather. Because my place is hot, 110 Fahrenheit all the time, and here it's almost freezing for us. And the brothers in CBC Vallejo has told me that that weather is not usual in Vallejo, but it is colder than other years. Well, the Lord has blessed me, has blessed us with that weather. We are very, very grateful. We worship the Lord. for all these brothers, we want you to know that we have seen the hand of God moving in all this, and not only in outward things, but inner in my heart, in our heart, in our way to think, to see the life, the things, the church, the Bible, our Savior Christ, even. The Lord has transforming our life, and that's the most important, of course. And when I think in all this situation, I think in passage like Ephesians chapter 1, for example, verse 11, in Him, Ephesians 1:11, in Him we were also chosen, having been predestinated according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will. It is God, is His sovereignty doing this? I think in passages like Romans 8, 28. Of course, you remember this passage. I'm going to read it here. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. And when one think about the things that happen according to the will of God, it's possible that one think just in hard things, in difficulties, something. But I have been experiencing that the good things, the nice things, are also in His plan. Like our coming here is something pleasure, placentero,
pleasurable.
To be here, despite of the language, the weather, and the things, the love of Christ in the church is more powerful, more than these secondary things, you know. And we can understand each other because Christ is in the center of our life, because Jesus is real, is in the church, is present in the church, and the Holy Spirit let us communicate in that heavenly language, we can say. I think every Christian has something like the Bible call or the tradition call the Magnificat, those words of Mary in Luke 1:46, when the Bible says, "And Mary said, My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has been mindful of the humble state of His servant. From now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with His arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers. This praising is something that is real in our life too. My family, we say the same. Our soul glorifies the Lord. The seminary, Cornerstone Seminary, is a great seminary with great teachers, and I am learning a lot there, trying to read many books, of course, and it's something hard for me. I am with Google Translator, Google, and trying to grasp the sense of the of those books, Jonathan Edwards, los compañeros me dicen, now in Spanish, los compañeros me dicen, por ejemplo, no te preocupes por eso, a nosotros también nos cuesta mucho entender a Jonathan Edwards.
My friends tell me also in class, don't worry about understanding, we also don't understand him.
Nosotros nos estamos congregando. We are meeting in CBC, in Community Bible Church, in a very nice church. Pastor Steve Fernandez, who is very very sick, and we love my family and me. We love Pastor Steve. Even though we didn't know him before, we didn't know still. But when we see him, our heart is connecting with him. You know, there is something special, and we can see the hand of God in him, and we are very touched for his life and for his health. We are praying that the Lord always be glorified in his life, family, and all the church. Well, these are my words, and we are very grateful because we know that this church has been very generous, very obedient, I can say, to the Lord in helping that people like me, like us, can get this kind of training, kind of experience, edifying experience, ground experience in the Lord. Only the Lord knows what is he going to do later. I don't know exactly in this moment, but I know that he is changing my heart, changing my view, and my heart is filled of gratitude. My heart is filled of praising continuously. We have in Honduras, in San Pedro Sula, we have our own house, our cars, you know, our things. But all the things that Lord has gave us here, that are many, many, because when we went to our current house, we don't have anything, but the church, the Lord, through the church, has provided everything in a few days. And we are amazed with that. We have mattress, you know, we have sofa, couch, I don't know, futon, are synonymous. Forks, spoons, a cup, everything. We have to tell some brothers, we don't need anything. Please take this to your house. We don't need that table. We don't need that chair. Thank you very much. And it's hard for us to say that because we are grateful. But the place is full. No more. I was trying to say that in all this, more than the things itself, we are grateful because we see the Lord of God, the hand of God, His Spirit moving in the brothers and in us. And this is something amazing, brothers. This is something amazing. Let me tell you that we are amazed, and we are, our heart are filled of gratitude, praising to our Lord. And I would desire to speak fluently, to express better all my feelings about this, all my, you know, maybe if I was talking in Spanish, and Donaro, the brother Adrian, has no time for the translation because I would be speaking Latin. But is the will of God maybe that I can speak slowly and in this manner, in this way. Maybe in all this, the Lord is operating, even in my learning English, even in this. In all, I can see His glory, the glory of our beautiful and holy Savior. Amen, brothers.
Quizás tienen preguntas.
Maybe you want to ask something. To please. Creo que entendí algo de que si pudiéramos.
Sí. Quizás explíquele un poco de sus esperanzas, de cómo piensa ser usado con Tony Sanelli y todo eso.
Okay.
Esa idea yo les puedo traducir.
Ok. Uh-huh. Muy bien. Sí, en este momento yo estoy recibiendo, por ejemplo, aparte del seminario donde estudio.
Right now, apart from the study that I'm getting at the seminary.
Un discipulado, un entrenamiento con el pastor Tony Sanelli en Pleasing Hill.
A discipleship with a guy named Tony Sanelli, a pastor across the water.
Realmente un discipulado maravilloso, poderoso en la palabra de Dios, muy formador.
Wonderful discipleship, powerful, very articulate discipleship that's shaping me.
Entonces, esto a la par del seminario, más la experiencia en la propia iglesia CBC.
So this training with Tony Sanelli, plus the training at the seminary, plus the training within my own local church at Community Bible Church.
Es una riqueza extraordinaria, realmente.
It's
es una riqueza.
Incredible enrichment. Totally.
Es un tesoro increíble.
It's an incredible treasure.
Yo no sé lo que va a pasar de aquí a algún tiempo conmigo.
I don't know what's going to happen from here in a couple of months with me.
Recibiendo tanta bendición, tanta edificación, tanto poder de Dios, tanta comprensión y claridad.
Receiving such blessings, such direction, such clarity from the Lord.
De todas maneras, hermanos, el asunto central de nosotros es ser testigos de Cristo, de su poder y de su amor.
In all of that, the goal is to be witnesses of Christ in His power and His love.
Ese es el asunto central.
And that's
que mueve
really
la iglesia.
Issue. That's really the central issue.
Eso es lo que es la iglesia en sí.
And that's what the church is about.
Ninguna otra cosa es más importante que la iglesia pueda desarrollar su capacidad de dar testimonio del amor y el poder de Cristo.
There's nothing more important than that the church grow in her development and her understanding of the power and centrality of Christ.
Pues cuando yo veo toda esta experiencia, pienso y digo, bueno, Dios me está llevando a eso claramente.
So when I see all that God's put me into, I say, well, God is leading me this way, obviously.
Y mi oración continua y mi gran deseo al Señor es que, pues, en el momento oportuno, como Él sabe hacer las cosas, yo pueda, con gran poder y gracia, predicar el Evangelio de Jesucristo a quien sea.
My great desire is that in all this, is that when God sees fit, that He'll put me into the right place in ministry so I could preach Christ with all my heart.
Amen.
Amen. What was the other thing? ¿Sí puede explicar? Oh, yeah. ¿Sí puede explicar un poquito de la idea de sembrar esa iglesia, trabajar con los hermanos, de dónde queda la iglesia ahorita, dónde están congregándose, qué es la idea ahí, con Tony?
Ajá. Bueno, por supuesto, creemos que en la sabiduría de Dios, lo más lógico, lo más razonable es que nosotros podamos darle testimonio a gente que habla nuestro propio idioma. Es más fácil comunicarnos con personas que hablan nuestro propio idioma, en primer lugar, ¿verdad?
For us, what we find is that our desire is to be able to be preaching to people in my own language. That's what I'm trained in, and that's what I know is my language. And so, I would like to take all of what I'm learning and do it in my own language, preach.
Hay una población muy grande de latinos aquí en Estados Unidos.
There's a large population of Latinos here in the United States.
Como ustedes saben,
you all know,
se vienen de allá porque quieren mejores trabajos y todo
they
esto.
They come up to the States because they desire work.
Y este país le ha abierto las puertas a los latinos, a la gente de Centroamérica durante muchos años, y eso ha ayudado mucho a las familias hondureñas, por ejemplo.
In the past, the United States has opened its doors to receiving immigrants and those even from Honduras.
Entonces, lo que nosotros queremos hacer, lo que Dios nos está mostrando,
so what we believe God is leading,
es alcanzar a esas personas que están aquí, que están fuera de su patria,
is that we should be trying to reach those people who are here, who are outside of their own countries.
Alcanzarlos con el Evangelio de Cristo.
Reach these people here with the gospel of Christ.
El pastor Tony Sanelli, por ejemplo, piensa.
The pastor Tony Sanelli
piensa que hay un sector allá, por ejemplo, creo que le llama Monument.
Has communicated that there's a large sector of Hispanic, or there's a large Hispanic population in an area called Monument.
Y la idea es que nosotros podamos trabajar ahí con estos, con estas personas, porque ya hay un grupo de hispanos creyentes al cual podemos unirnos, colaborarles, y entonces alcanzar, acercarnos a este grupo, ¿verdad?, cada vez mayor de latinos que hay ahí, con el Evangelio de Jesucristo.
So, what Tony is desirous is that we would come into the community of Monument, that we'd be able to begin to preach the gospel. There's already a small group of believers there who are being trained and who desire to have shepherding. And so it seems like there might be a good fit with the relational element between Tony and that group and the Cornerstone Seminary and Dennis.
So, lo que estamos haciendo todos, lo que estamos involucrados en esto es orar, analizar, ver. No estamos corriendo, pero estamos analizando, porque también hay muchos latinos en el propio Vallejo, donde yo estoy viviendo.
So right now we're praying and we're asking the Lord to give wisdom and to give direction. There are relational elements that need to be established still, that take some time. And we're asking that the Lord would give wisdom in that. And at the same time, during this transition, God has me in Vallejo. And I'm noticing that there are also large pockets of Hispanics even in Vallejo. And so maybe the Lord would use me there in Vallejo.
Así que en un sentido no hay nada así como definido todavía, nada de eso, sino como un amplio horizonte, digamos, de posibilidades.
So right now there's not anything like that we're rushing headlong into. We want to just be praying and understanding what is the Lord doing here and everything that He's putting together.
Y por cierto que con solo los estudios del seminario, yo estoy bastante quieto, como decimos nosotros en Honduras. Tengo suficiente trabajo con eso, por lo menos ahorita, mientras mejoro mi idioma.
Obviously, right now, just with my own seminary work, I've got enough things to do that I'm just basically still. You know,
la verdad es que estoy bastante asustado.
So the reality is that I'm very afraid.
Y no puedo decir mucho de eso porque el rector del seminario está aquí justo a la par mía.
I can't say too much about that because the dean is next to me for the seminary.
Pero sí, es un gran reto, realmente.
But it will be a great challenge to try to go to seminary and then shepherd the church at the same time.
Pero hasta ahorita no he querido regresarme a mi país, estoy tranquilo, apenas llevo 2 semanas de clases.
But so far, I've been in class for 2 weeks and I still don't have a desire to go back to my country.
Estamos confiando en el Señor, hermano.
I'm trusting the Lord, brother, I'm trusting the Lord.
Ahorita que les estoy hablando en inglés, ¿ustedes pudieron comprenderme?
Right now in English, did you understand what I was trying to tell you? Okay.
Eso es un... ¿Pudieron captar entonces?
Sí.
Eso para mí es muy, muy motivante.
For me, you know, speaking English, knowing people understand, that encourages me on in my English. So. ¿Pastoreaba o era miembro?
Yeah, I was pastor in a church in Honduras. The city was Puerto Cortés. In the north of the country, and I was pastoring there, that church, since 2010. The church has a membership more or less 100 people, and God was using me in that place. My family and me was very, very busy, very grateful to be there, you know. And it was not easy for us to tell them one day, brothers and sisters, I need to continue my theological studies, my training, my, you know, and we have to go. I have to go. That was a moment because the church started to grow. In that moment, after 2 years, the church was understanding better my way to, you know, to speak, to teach, and all this. And there was a good moment to grow, to expand. But we have to say that it was not easy for me. Many disciples. They are. Ellos siguen en contacto conmigo.
They still continue communicating with me. The church does.
Pero con todo y eso, a pesar de que sentimos un poco de dolor dejarlo, sentimos dolor al dejarlo.
In spite of the pain that you feel when you're separated from the flock.
Con todo eso, ahora podemos ver que era la perfecta voluntad de Dios estar aquí.
Even in all that, we see God's perfect will in bringing us when He did.
Así que se da esta serie de cosas, esta mezcla de sentimientos y de situaciones en nuestro corazón.
So it's been a very mixed feeling, and mixed sense of emotions in all this.
La iglesia a la que yo, de la cual era miembro en Honduras, se llama Iglesia Evangélica y Reformada.
The church I was a member of in Honduras was called the Evangelical Reformed Church.
Yo nací en Cristo en 1984.
I came to know Christ in 1984.
Y está siempre estuve involucrado en el servicio y el liderazgo de la congregación desde entonces.
And it's that from that year on, I was involved in my local church and in ministries in my local church.
Ahí yo conocí a mi esposa.
That's where I met my wife.
Después de la salvación en Cristo, lo más importante y lindo que me ha pasado en la vida.
The most important and beautiful thing that has happened to me in my life next to coming to know Christ.
Y de, ahí me casé en esa iglesia.
So I got married in the church there.
7 u 8 años después de convertirme a Cristo.
8 years after the Lord saved me.
Y hemos sido miembros de la iglesia desde siempre. He dado clases en el seminario teológico de mi denominación allá en Honduras.
I used to teach in our seminary in Honduras.
Y el Señor nos ha dado muchas bendiciones allá también.
The Lord has really blessed us there in the ministry. Just to give you a little background, Dennis and I believe you all know I was a missionary in Honduras for 10 years, and I started a seminary there. And the seminary there is very, what we would call exegetically driven. So you get all your languages, and then you do theologies that are labs, okay? And so Dennis actually graduated from that seminary, so he's been a student of mine for some time. And then he graduated and went back to teaching and serving in his denomination, and then came to the States to kind of get the polishing of his theologies and some practical ministry experience. And so God has been gracious to have us involved in each other's lives for some time. Okay.
Sí, pertenezco a la. I belong to the glorious generation of graduate, first generation of graduate from MEDA.
Yeah.
It was a blessing time there with Adrian and Carlos Montoya and David Robles. Mm-hmm. David Robles.
You guys have Dave Robles' cards out here. He was one of the professors for Dennis also.
Fueron 4 años en el caso del grupo de nosotros.
4 years of study, is what it was.
Yo viajaba desde mi ciudad, que era a 2 horas, 2 horas y media, de Siguatepeque.
I would travel the 2.5 hours to the seminary.
Todo ese tiempo.
For 4 years.
Durante 2 semanas. Cada clase duraba 2 semanas, muy intensivas.
Each class was 2 weeks of intensive study.
Dejábamos la familia.
We left our family.
Y la iglesia allá.
I left
para
my
ir
church,
a estudiar.
And I would go study for 2 weeks, internship, and then go home.
Siempre hemos bromeado que quizá si hubiéramos sabido bien cómo era todo ese asunto, quizá no nos hubiéramos metido.
We would always joke with the other students that if we knew what we were getting ourselves into, maybe we wouldn't have done it.
Pero el Señor quiso poner ese velo para que no entendamos bien cómo era la cosa.
But God would always blind our eyes so we wouldn't really see what we were into.
Lo fue descorriendo poco a poco.
He went unveiling it little by little.
Y cuando nos dimos cuenta, ya estábamos tan metidos que teníamos que terminar.
When we finally realized how far into this we were, we just realized we had to run the race and finish the course.
La mano del Señor.
It was really the hand of the Lord.
Con nuestras propias fuerzas y habilidades, eso era imposible hacerlo.
In our own efforts and abilities, it's impossible to do anything.
Aprendimos hebreo, griego.
To learn Hebrew, to learn Greek.
Hebreo, escribiendo de aquí para acá, leyendo.
Writing Hebrew from right to left, writing your letters.
Y aprendiendo también gramática española misma.
And then learning Spanish grammar, and line diagramming in Spanish.
Fue algo especial y desde ahí nosotros estamos notando el poder de Dios moviéndose en nuestra vida.
Since then we've seen God working and we've noted His power in our lives.
Fue algo maravilloso.
It was really marvelous.
Y aquí estamos para continuar creciendo en la gracia y el conocimiento del Señor, como dice 1 Pedro 3:18.
So, and here we're saying, and here we continue growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we're told in 1 Peter.
Que Él haga su voluntad, hermanos.
That He would do His will, brethren.
Porque su voluntad es siempre buena.
His will is good.
Entonces, hay que mejor dejar que Él haga la obra.
And so, we depend on Him to carry it forth.
Lo mejor que podemos hacer.
And we do the best that we can.
Es dejar que Él haga su voluntad, sí.
¿Quiere orar? ¿Por qué no?
Here in California and sort of the challenges of having a
Sí, también hay, si lo entendí bien, se refiere a que el cambio no solo es geográfico, sino también teológico, que este tipo de retos encuentro teológicamente hablando.
Sencillamente de los carismáticos. Sí, si hay una influencia de teología carismática aquí en los estados, quizás mejor yo respondo. I'll answer that one because you're referring to like here and what we see in the States. But what we're seeing, what we do find is that charismatic theology abounds, and there is a large gravitation in the Hispanic culture toward charismatic theology. But also what you find is when someone like that, and a believer, is instructed in the Word and they begin to see the biblical position from Scripture, they will tend to go toward the biblical position. A lot of the emotionalism that you find in charismatic theology plays well for the Latin because they're an emotional people. They're a warm culture. And so a lot of that is a draw. And then not only do you have charismatic theology, then built around that you have the Latin culture, which is the draw as well, okay? And but we found that even in Honduras, when people are instructed correctly in the Scriptures and they're believers, regardless of their culture, they'll make the shift, you know? And some people will hear and they won't respond, but others do, you know? And so, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's big there. Every city where you find a Baptist church, you'll find a charismatic church.
Okay.
Yeah. Even if it's a little pueblo, you know. It might have 50 people. If there's a Baptist church and a Catholic church, there's a charismatic church. Yeah. Yeah. Good question. Quizás oremos y después. Maybe we should close out with prayer, and then if you have any further questions, we'll just be here. If you have any questions about Cornerstone or about Dennis's background and experiences, then that would be great. ¿Quiere que ore o yo?
Usted.
Okay, I'll pray for us. Father, we give thanks to you for the wonderful privilege that you have given us to participate in your work, Lord. It is not our work. This is not your church. This is not our church. It is your church. Lord, you are the one who has designed it. You've gifted it. You have brought us together so that we would magnify your great name here on the earth. And we would pray for you to give us the power and the strength to do it, Lord. We are weak. We are feeble. Need you. We are a needy people. And we need your Son. And we need him to not only be our righteousness, but our sanctification, our redemption, oh Lord. And so we pray that as we would strive to honor him and be conformed to his image, that you would do great things. And we pray for this church plant that Dennis is thinking about being a part of. And we pray for you to bless it. We pray for you to make it clear, Lord, through the relationships and through the confidence of co-laborship, Lord, that this is the best thing. And if not, then we pray for you to do a great thing in another place and that you would allow him to be a part of this. We pray for you to continue to strengthen Steve Fernandez and continue to give him a confidence in you that surpasses the fear of death. That he would know that to be absent is to be with the Lord, but to live on would be to further the name of Christ and the preaching of your glorious Son. And so we pray for your will to be done in his life and give us contentment in what you are doing and teach him great dependence on you in these days. And then we pray for you to continue to grow the Cornerstone Seminary with the right men. Allow us to continue to influence hearts and minds, Lord, so that your church would be strengthened and your church would see great preachers shaped and formed and then be able to launch them out to start new churches and spread the gospel of the glorious Christ whom we serve. And so, Lord, we commend all these things to you. Continue to supply for the Cobar family. Continue to meet every one of their needs. Lord, you have been so magnificently praised in all of this. And you have caused it for your own great name. And so now we commend our evening to you, Lord. We pray for you to hide these things in our hearts, for you to give us great meditations on your power, on your knowledge, and how you are perfect in all that you have decreed. We give these things to you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.